You're all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tap into credit real quick. You ever wonder why rich people use credit? Because you get rich off working with other people's money, not your own. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little bit about credit. You ever wonder why? Have you ever wondered why rich people use credit? Why rich people only? Have you ever wondered why rich people only use credit? That's because you get rich off working off other people's money, not your own. And so basically credit is usually a banking institution. They'll give you a credit line, meaning you can borrow their money and you have to pay it back. Let me teach you a little bit about it. So you need credit to buy your car, unless if you're cashing it out. If you're cashing things out, you don't need credit. If you're a millionaire and you're not running businesses, probably don't need credit. But if you're a typical day-to-day person like me, you need credit. So when you're going to buy a car, house, a loan for anything, you need good credit for it. And good credit shows the lender that they're trustworthy. It shows that you're trustworthy to take their money. And there are many benefits to having good credit because you'll get lower rates. But basically, what I use credit for is I use it to buy everything because of the benefits that come with credit. My rent, everything gets put on my credit card, and I pay it back immediately. That's the tip. You pay your credit off immediately, meaning I'm definitely before the period, because if you wait till after that month, then you're going to get interest on that. I don't pay interest. I've never paid interest using a credit card. So a lot of people talk about, oh, credit's a scam. No. They're using it wrong. They're using the credit card for things they can't buy. Use the credit card for things you're already going to buy, and you pay it off as soon as you can. And by you doing that, you're increasing your credit score and you're earning rewards on everything that you use your credit card for, meaning if usually it's 1 to 5% cash back. At the end of the year, I look up, I've done spent $10,000 on my credit cards and they're giving me, you know what I mean, $100 to $500 back a year. And then you have some people who, you know what I mean, they use their credit card so much, they get free flights, they get free hotels, they get free, I've seen an instance where someone got a free $3,000 MacBook. Just because they build up their credit and they use their credit card for everything and the rewards builds up. So credit card rewards are one of the biggest benefits. And also it's the fact that you have access to that money and you don't have that money in your pocket, but you got access to it for investments, for whatever. If you want to go start your own business, you can go get a loan for $50,000 and then boom, you got $50,000 because you got good credit. And as long as you invest that right, you'll be able to pay it off. You're good. And a lot of people, they might have a low credit score because they messed up in the past. That's okay. It falls off in like 7 years. So if you just have a really bad credit history, it'll fall off in 7 years. You'll be good. Your credit will restart. Otherwise, you want to dispute things on your credit because you need to dispute it to the three credit unions if it's wrong, and they will be able to work with you on that. More tips for using your credit. Use less than 10%. Me personally, I've got around $15,000 in credit. I'm going to use that responsibly. The most I'm going to use at a time is $1,500. My bills a month are $2,000. So, I get around there, but I never really exceed that 1500 mark, because even when I do pay my $1,000 rent payment, boom, I pay that off, and then before I even pay my car insurance, 200 gas 200. You know what I mean? So basically, just be smart with it. Pay the full balance before the due date. Don't use credit for nothing you can't buy unless if it's an investment. Space out the time you apply for credit cards. Apply for one, wait a few months, apply for another. One mistake that I made starting in is I have a lot of hard inquiries on my credit, and that's just because I was applying for 3-4 credit cards in a night. And yes, I was getting some, but at the end of the day, it still hurts your credit for a little bit. But I mean, once I started dealing with my credit, playing around with my credit, I did get those hard inquiries. But now my credit score is way higher than it's ever been, just because I haven't touched my credit for like 6 months. I've been cool with the credit cards I've had, and I've just been moving all that. But the goal is to use credit to buy everything that you need, because you know what I mean, investments. So you're investing with other people's money, not your own, and you know, build rewards, your benefits, all that. And ladies and gentlemen, credit is very important because you can do a lot with it. I just tapped into it today. We're going to talk about it more another time. I just wanted to come on here and give you guys some advice, some tips, a quick little rundown on, you know, what credit is and what you can do with it and the benefits of having it, because credit is important, especially if you are starting a business or if you're not a millionaire. So ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see me do a more extensive video on credit, comment down below. Please like and subscribe. For real, for real. I'm not just telling you guys, like and subscribe. No, for real, do it, man, because you guys are supporting the movement. Everyone that's made it here this long, you guys are real ones. I appreciate you all. I'm out.